Now, who is the team playing in the conference finals?
Okay, so we're playing the Frederick Flying Cows out of Frederick, Maryland. It's about a 4-hour, 47-minute drive up 95, and they'll be heading down on Thursday night, spend the night, and get ready for a big game on Friday.
All right. Now, a little bird told me there's a bet between Raleigh's mayor and the mayor of Frederick, Maryland. Do you know anything about that?
I did hear a little bit about that. A bird did drop that news to me as well a couple of days ago that the mayor of Raleigh and the mayor of Frederick are going to be issuing each other a little friendly bet, offering up some of the goods that are known for here in the Raleigh area, as well as goods that they are known for in Frederick, Maryland. So that should be a fun exchange. They're working on some video exchanges right now that will be made public here in the next day or so.
All right. Now, I'm going to bring in Craig Green. He's a great voice in sports broadcasting and part of your amazing broadcast team to talk more about who's on the roster for both teams and why these games matter.
Hey, Wade, thanks again for joining us. I wanted to ask you about the matchup with the Flying Cows. Frederick is their sixth in points per game. They're second in rebounds per game in TBL. And, again, Firebirds, no slouch in that area. They also shoot the three ball well. They're fourth in three-point percentage, second in field goals per game, and one of the top five scoring teams in TBL. What kind of challenges do you think the Flying Cows present to the Firebirds?
Well, they are very good at every position as far as their starters go, and they have a deep bench of experienced players coming in that, increase the energy and the level of play for their team. They're well coached by, a 40-year veteran coach, Mr. Ed Corple, who's also a TBL champion. He's won the championship out in Enid, Oklahoma, 4 years ago. So, they got a lot of good things going for them. It's an incredible organization up in Frederick, Maryland. They've got great TMOs. Two guys that run the organization. They've got a wonderful general manager. So, they just have a really good organization. They're well coached. The players on the court play very hard the entire game. And so it's going to be a big challenge for the Firebirds, but, one that we've been planning for, for well over a year now. And so there won't be very many surprises, I don't think, on either side.
I also wanted to ask you about the connection between local HBCUs and the Firebirds. When I look at the Firebirds roster, you have DJ Thomas from Shaw University. You've also got Ahmad Abdullah from NCA&T. Of course, you have Kenny Collins, who played right there at St. Augustine's. And also, of course, your head coach, Antonio Davis, who graduated from Livingstone and from A&T. Talk about that HBCU connection.
And Mason Harrell from Winston-Salem State.
Absolutely. And of course, can't forget about Mason Harrell, who's actually making his way into the leaderboards of TBL with rebounding and block shots right now. But talk to us about the HBCU connection around North Carolina with the Firebirds.
Well, the league, the TBL, was a great league that came about 8 years ago. And the fact that this league exists and we have a team like the Firebirds in this area, it does provide an incredible platform for players in the HBCUs, which don't get a lot of exposure. Their players don't get a lot of opportunities after college. So this platform really provides them an opportunity and provides us a chance to give local talent, an opportunity to play basketball at the next level. Their families, a chance to come out and see them play, and some of their local fans, and even, the colleges, the universities, and alumni that they attended, are coming out to support those players. So, that ecosystem is really expanding, and I think it's going to be a great source of talent for the Firebirds as we move forward.
And for those who don't know, Wade, let's tell everybody once again where the game is, how they can get tickets, and also how they can connect with the Firebirds on social media.
Sure. Okay, well, we're at Raleigh Firebirds on Instagram. We're on X, we're on Instagram, Facebook. Our website is RaleighFirebirds.net, RaleighFirebirds.net. You can text us at 919-830-0305 to get ticket information. You can buy tickets online on our website. You can also pay for tickets at the door. All kids are getting in on Friday night for free, and all adults that come to the game will be able to get in for half price, which would be $10. We're hoping to fill the house. We're playing at Emory Gymnasium on the campus of St. Augustine's University against the Flying Cows from Frederick, Maryland. It's going to be an exciting time, and we need the city of Raleigh and all of Wake County to come out and cheer your heads off for the Firebirds.
Wade Harris, team market owner of the Raleigh Firebirds. Thanks so much for joining us with this great information. And go Firebirds.
Go Firebirds. You guys have a fantastic day.